From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson with your headlines for Tuesday, May 17th. The city of Chico was dealt another legal setback yesterday in the case of a deadly police shooting, this time at the highest court in the land. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court denied a request by the city of Chico to review a lower court ruling in favor of the family of Tyler Rushing, who was fatally shot by Chico police and a security guard in 2017. The Supreme Court's refusal to take the case means a wrongful death lawsuit filed against the city on behalf of Rushing's family can proceed toward trial. The city's appeal to the Supreme Court was first reported by Chico Soul. A panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in November reinstated part of the family's lawsuit against the city. The appellate court's decision focused on an officer's use of a taser on Rushing after Rushing had been shot down by a separate officer during a close-quarter struggle. The 9th Circuit panel found a jury could conclude that use of the stun gun was excessive. Reached by email, Chico City Attorney Vincent Ewing declined to comment. The case now sits in U.S. District Court in Sacramento for further proceedings. No hearings were immediately scheduled. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.
In a statement provided to NSPR, Rushing's father, Scott Rushing, said the Supreme Court decision is a victory for his late son. He added that his legal team is preparing for trial. Community members will soon have a chance to give input on how the state plans to use grant funding to aid recovery efforts from wildfires in 2020. The state has received over $231 million in Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Funds. That money must be spent in areas impacted by wildfires in 2020. In the North State, that includes Butte, Shasta, and Siskiyou counties. The draft plan on how the money will be spent can be read on the Department of Housing and Community Development website. Residents will have a chance to give input during a series of public webinars on May 18th at 6 p.m. in English and May 19th at 6 p.m. in Spanish. Authorities say it appears the suspect in Sunday's Orange County shooting acted alone, and this was an isolated incident. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
The shooter's been identified as 68-year-old David Cho of Las Vegas, a Chinese-American citizen who drove to the Geneva Presbyterian on Sunday and made his way to a hall where several dozen people, members of a Taiwanese congregation, were attending a luncheon. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says Cho chained the doors and tried to jam the locks with glue, and he hid two bags, one with Molotov cocktails and one with extra ammunition. Barnes says after Cho opened fire, a local doctor, 52-year-old Dr. John Chang, charged him and was fatally shot.
Without the actions of Dr. Chang, it is no doubt that there will be numerous additional victims in this crime.
Five other people, ranging in age from 66 to 92, were wounded in the shooting. Barnes says this was a politically motivated hate incident, and Cho, who's Chinese American, was apparently motivated by hatred of Taiwanese people. The FBI has opened a federal hate crimes investigation. I'm Robert Garova.
Last week, California released draft updates to a plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions, but environmental groups have concerns. The plan was first created in 2008 and is updated every 5 years. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
The draft's goal is carbon neutrality by 2045. This would mean the state is removing as much carbon from the air as it's emitting. Some of its strategies include transitioning to zero-emission transportation and all-electric appliances in new homes. But environmental groups say the plan could perpetuate rather than phase out fossil fuels. They've criticized its reliance on carbon capturing technologies and a cap-and-trade program.
They're framing it as like, this is a super ambitious and equity-based plan, right? But it's not.
That's Catherine Garupa-White. She's the executive director of the Central Valley Air Quality Coalition and is a member of the Environmental Justice Advisory Committee for the plan.
It's business as usual, and it's not equity-oriented. It's oriented towards polluting industries and perpetuating what we've already been doing.
The draft is in the midst of a 45-day comment period. The plan will likely be approved in the fall. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
A law requiring corporations to include a certain number of women on their boards has been ruled unconstitutional by a California judge. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
A Los Angeles Superior Court judge says the law violates the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution. The law was approved in 2018 and required companies to have up to 3 women on their board of directors or pay a fine. It was challenged by the conservative activist group Judicial Watch. Democrats, including State Senate Pro Tem Tony Atkins and first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom, called the ruling disappointing, but they say the law led to a more than doubling of the number of women on corporate boards in 3 years. A similar law requiring racial, ethnic, or LGBTQ diversity in corporate leadership was also deemed unconstitutional in April. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, May 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also read a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.